good people and perhaps not so good people. It is up to you to determine which one you are. This is another episode. Of Monarchs of Wrestling. And this is your boy Kuma King. I'm joined as always by the other half of the Monarchery, my boy Playmaker. Playmaker was good, man.
Well, you know, got some things going on. You know, congratulations on surviving the one place y'all had problems surviving in the past years. Congratulations to your Eagles on surviving the heat in Tampa.
Go Birds.
Baker doing Baker things, I guess. You just can't. You can take the man out of Cleveland, but you can't take Cleveland out of the man.
That's been said before. That's definitely been said before.
You know, got to give props to process due. WBA season is just about over. Mm-hmm. NBA season is about 3 weeks and some change away. And we have an invasion coming up. It's 2001 all over again, cool. Invasion. How lovely.
It is. But this one's a little different. It's apropos named, but it's a little different in how it is being maneuvered around.
Oh, man. It's a lot going on.
Yes, there is, sir. Yes, there is.
So, do you want to begin with the NXT and TNA, or you want to say that for last, since that's like the more fun part of the week?
Now, we gotta go to people early, because fact of the matter, they need to be tuned in right now. This is TNA NXT time. You know what I'm saying? But if you want to save it for last, we can save it for last.
Oh, that's what I'm saying, because, you know, we usually don't have the moments where TNA and NXT is the focal point.
Yep.
But this week, they are the focal point. So I ain't know. I ain't even want to switch it up a bit or nothing. Just switch it
up. Hey, we can switch it up a bit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, since we're going to
switch it up. And we did have Victory Road 2.
And we had No Mercy, too. So, I mean.
So your boy did not put Victory Road in the comments because I forgot. Until it was too late, so I have to go back and edit that. But I will update that. But y'all know it was there. Y'all know who's going to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? If you watch, you already knew what it was. So that's that. So you know what? We can roll with your suggestion. So we'll start off with a little AEW talk.
All right.
About AEW.
Was it interesting this week?
Some things happened. The good thing about it is, whenever you have like a event or anything, you know, we had the AEW event last week, you kind of get a little bit of that fallout. So you normally get a, say, better crafted episode than you would normally get.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I gotcha.
So that did happen this week. And try to remember the thoughts to get everything in the right mindset in order. It's been a lot going on for me this week. It's been a busy week. But let me see if I can pull this. Because, you know, the funny thing, guys, I go in before the show, just get a little backstage, and I pull up my results to remind me of, you know, some things I may have forgotten the order I might have forgotten. And then and it's all good. We're gonna try a different way here. Something different. So we can get it up this way. I like certain ones better because of how much they kind of give you, right? Some people don't give it. Don't give it all.
I like it raw.
But we did have, of course, Chris Statlander won the AEW Women's title from Toni Storm. This did not happen at the beginning of the show, but she came out. You know, she did her thing like they always do. And she was given a proposition.
Ooh, proposition.
And the proposition was, did she want to join the Death Riders? Now, of course, Chris Statlander, you know, took a few moments, made it seem like she was thinking about it. But I feel like her decision was already made. And the answer was a resounding Bishop Moving Gale. And Willer Yuta got abused like he always does get.
No, not really Yuta.
Because he's the, apparently he's like this, he's this weird mouthpiece for John Moxley. Willa Yuta is the one that comes and says everything. He's the mouthpiece.
Yep.
Got it. Come on now. It came up and then it flicked away. Now, live TV is all gravy, but you know what? Make it twerk. They make it work. That's what you do. I would say, looking back and kind of thinking about it, it was really good. It was a big upset on the one on the women's side. We're going to talk about it here in a second. We finally got everything almost pulling up. But while it's finishing pulling up, go ahead and shout out to Real Wise Radio, where you can hear this lovely show. Let's see if we can get an order down here. Well, here we go. There we go. And now I got starting to come back. Of course, it's starting to come back. We get here. So, Brodito defeated Bishop Khan and Toa Leona to retain the the WWE World Tag, not WWE, AEW World Tag Team Championships. They had also won the Fatal 4-Way Ladder Match against the Gates of Agony, the Hurt Syndicate, at Forbidden Door in September. So this is their, you know, the next one they had. So they won. And, you know, pretty decent match. Hangman Adam Page called out anybody that wanted to battle him for the championship. And Lee Moriarty came out. And, of course, Hangman defeated Lee Moriarty.
How wonderful.
Guy that mainly works on Ring of Honor. That's why a lot of people probably don't even know who he is. He did, of course, defeat Kyle Fletcher at the pay-per-view. And Lee Moriarty is the Ring of Honor Pure Championship, which, I mean, doesn't really do a lot for the AEW roster, right, or AEW show. I have to say, I understand why you're attempting to include Ring of Honor, but I think your best bet is to completely separate Ring of Honor, because the problem is, if you're Ring of Honor and all of a sudden you're champion, you're challenging on AEW Dynamite, it feels like you stepped up. Whereas if you keep them separate, you can kind of try to build a little prestige back into Ring of Honor.
Would they ever do that? I was going to say, would they ever do that? Like you say, we're talking about Tony Khan here.
Right. Right. Dax Harwood and Cash Wheeler and Stokely Hathaway came out to fake apologize to Edge and Beth Phoenix or Beth Copeland.
Fake apologize. Really,
just Copeland, that's crazy. But Willow Nightingale came out. She slapped Stokely in the face. Then Speedball Mike Bailey and Kevin Knight came out to aid her. And that sent FTR running. There's more to come on this whole story later on in the show. Well, actually, I'll just give it to you. So in the locker room after All Out, Edge, because I'm not going with this Copeland crap, Edge told Christian that he needed to go take care of family first. Stokely, in this fake apology, tried to let people believe that he allowed Beth to spear him.
Interesting.
Dax said he did not intentionally pile drive Beth. It was an accident after he received a shot to his nose.
You call that an accident?
MJF. Apple. Said that he's going to return after the thumbtacks once he heals up as the most dangerous version of himself to date. Got that to look forward to. Jurassic Express is back. There'll be a tag team action on this week's show. The Don Callis family had a match with the conglomeration. This version of the conglomeration had Hologram, Orange Cassidy returning, and which one is it? Mark Briscoe. And they won. Hologram, Orange, and Mark Briscoe beat Okada, Takeshita, and Hachihiro. There's really a lot there about the match.
I bet.
I guess the most important moment for this match was after the match. We had Hologram got challenged to a match by Kyle Fletcher to threaten his perfect winning streak, saying, "I'm going to beat you, so you're no longer going to have a perfect winning streak, or you need a title."
Oh, really?
So I guess that was the most important thing that came out of that. So then we had a big meaty man match that if Yolanda's watching, she will enjoy. It was Claudio Castagnoli versus Powerhouse Hobbs. As I said, it was this big beefy man match. Castagnoli beat Hobbs.
Terrible.
I don't think this was a good move for AEW to have Powerhouse lose, because I feel like once his contract is up, Powerhouse is going to go be a champion in WWE, because he's everything that they want. A big, strapping, meaty black man. They might put him with a New Day.
Oh, Lord.
They do need a big, meaty black man with him.
No comment.
Chris Statlander had a match with Mina Shirakawa. Statlander defeated Mina Shirakawa. Harley Cameron, of course, is still with Statlander. And Mina hasn't heard from Tony Storm since All Out. We did have some weirdness at the end. Of course, I told you about Stat saying, no, she's not joining the Death Riders. And then Darby Allin came out with a front flamethrower and ran the Death Riders.
That dude is crazy.
That was some good moment. Yeah, that was some
that good moment. That thing was a
lunatic. It's just a little Oh, he's definitely a lunatic. It's like they were trying to meld together starting new feuds while trying to close out some things from the pay-per-view. And you probably should just close out things from the pay-per-view and whatnot. And I think they tried to jumble too much in, and it ended up kind of not being as good as it could be. The wrestling, of course, is always good.
You would get no argument from me.
But I will say it looks like Chris Statlander has. Yeah, I feel like Chris Statlander has honestly improved the standing of the championship by winning it off to Storm. And it had to be somebody that matters. And we got a couple of comments here.
So, Wise.
Abdul says, hello, my brothers. What's going on, Wise? And then he says, Statlander has some cakes. Statlander definitely has some cakes. So, Mina Shirakawa actually has some cupcakes as well. But Statlander definitely has cakes. I will never disagree with, you know, cake conversations. So that is definitely, definitely, indubitably correct. So, Playmaker, indubitably. We're going to take us a quick break. When we come back, we'll go ahead and do the WWE talk. And then we're going to do like Vanessa Williams and say the best for last. Got a little freezing going on, but we're gonna get through it. We're gonna get through it. It's probably just me, but we're gonna get through it. That's what we do. Let's get it.
Rams fans all around the world.
It's a beautiful thing to be a Rams fan right now. Stafford's back. We're gonna see about Cup. And running back Kerryon Williams to return.
Lend me your ears. Or should I should say lend Playmaker your ears as he breaks down week by week. Everything in the Los Angeles Rams canon.
Number 99, Aaron Donald. Can't wait for 2029 to come to know that you are going in the Hall of Fame and it should be first ballot, no questions asked.
Join the Playmaker as he breaks down everything Los Angeles Rams style in Ramily Talk on the Playmakers Blog Network YouTube channel and where you can find podcasts. Join Ryan McCarthy.
I became a Jets fan because Kermit the Frog was my favorite Muppet because he was green and the Jets wore green. That's how I became a Jets fan.
And Dustin Henry.
ESPN is cashing all in on let's pay a few personalities and we'll just kind of fill in the gaps.
As they walk you through all of the world of sports from their perspective.
The Albany Empire, it's a literal circus.
No credentials required. Where Ryan... say the tag.
Where you don't need a press pass to talk sports.
Live every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central on YouTube and where you can find podcasts. Hey, Eagles fan, join my man Cool McCain and a host of others as they break down every single game, every single week in an objective manner and also from a fan's perspective as well. Remember, this cast feels just like you. Nobody likes you. And you don't care. Fly, Eagles, fly. Eagles Elite Podcast. Every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on YouTube and other podcast outlets.
All right, and we're back. We got another comment. Yolanda checking in. She says, hey, guys, and Yolanda, in case you didn't hear earlier, we did have a big meaty man match. We had Claudio Castagnoli and I forgot already. Long day, y'all, long day. Powerhouse Hobbs. They had a big meaty meat slapping match on AEW, so maybe you got to see that, maybe not. Just wanted to... talk about cakes a lot, Yolanda, and I know you like the big meaty man matches, so I want to make sure you were aware of that. All right, Playmaker.
Funny that you mentioned cakes.
Because that's the what you taste for real quick. Rhea Ripley has opened up Monday Night Raw.
Mm-hmm. So when we get off the show, Kuma King's going to go straight to what Netflix and restart Monday Night Raw. But that's today's Raw. Let's go back to last week's Monday Night Raw. And if you remember, I spoiled that one too, because the one guy that Kuma King didn't want to see on Monday Night Raw kicked off the show.
Yep.
Cody Rhodes. And we had a face-off with Seth freaking Rollins. So it's the WWE champion and the world champion facing off. Why are they facing off? Because in 3 weeks, we go to Perth, Australia for a crown jewel. At least it's not in Saudi this time.
No, because they have something else in Saudi, so they had to move it. They had to move it. I've been hanging out with kids this weekend. Move it!
I was trying to be positive, but
I was being honest.
These two gentlemen will be fighting each other at Crown Jewel for the Crown Jewel Championship. I think it'll be a good time for those of you who are new listeners to get my co-host perspective on this Crown Jewel Championship. I put it this way. Which one's worse, the Crown Jewel Championships or the Speed Championship?
Speed.
The Crown Jewel has meaning.
Definitely Speed.
Okay. Crown Jewel has some meaning to Kuma King.
I
had that on my bingo card.
I think it's a good matchup because it has history, right? You get Cody, who, you know, him and Seth got history going back to his return to the company. So you can kind of rehash an old rivalry. I'm always for that. And it only makes sense if Cody loses. Cody's got to lose this.
He has to lose. Ooh. You're looking Cody to lose a match?
I'm picking Cody to lose a match. This would be a good time for Austin Theory to come back and finally join the Vision. Don't know if he's cleared yet or not, but this would be a good time for him too.
So we have that going on. Six-man, no disqualification match. We had the New Day with Grayson Waller against the Water Raiders and Penta. The Royal Raiders and Penta get the dub. Moving on. Moving on to the speech of the new Women's World Champion, Stephanie Becker, which was sweat, sweet, and to the point. How would you feel about the new champ speech?
It's cool because, I mean, we understand English is not her first language.
This would be true.
But I like what she's saying. So, I'm fine with it.
It's Stephanie back here. I love everything about her.
Yeah. Those Brazilian cakes are nice.
I love everything about it, so it works for me. Bailey versus Roxanne Perez. These two have great chemistry.
They do. But which Bailey does Roxanne have chemistry with? Because there's like three of them.
I am loving this. I might be, I don't know if I'm the only one loving this, but I don't know, I am loving this with Bailey.
So I was feeling Wade Barrett. I want to hug too, Bailey.
She went in the mood to get hugs out last week.
Hey.
You know, she beats Roxanne Perez, then she puts his lighter by Kyria, and she changed. You think you can hug me? I'm loving this multi-personality from Bailey. This is funny. You don't know which Bailey you're going to get at any moment right now. This is perfect. The week before, she's hugging everybody afterwards and being cordial with Lyra. Last week, she's yelling at Lyra, you can't hug me. And
yeah, she's crazy.
Nope. I'm loving it. You like it. I was going to say, I don't know about you, but I'm loving this. This is fun for me.
Well, I mean, you remember what you said about Bailey? I mean, we remember what you said about Stephanie Vaquer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
that way, Bailey.
Oh, you love everything about Bailey. Okay.
Yeah, especially her tights.
So. We have that going on, which I enjoy.
Yes, we do.
Rusev versus JD Madonna. Can we start putting respect on JD Madonna's name now, please?
It's not that we don't respect JD Madonna. It's that we don't respect his choice to join the Judgment Day. He didn't need them. For those that may not have as much respect for him, I feel like that's the reason why. I don't think it's anything against Jamie McDonough personally, because he's probably the best wrestler in the group, actual wrestler.
That's interesting. You put him over Finn?
I would put him over Finn because I think he has a more diversified moveset than Finn. You can put JD in the ring with anybody and he can have a really good match. Finn can lead a match and has the better control of the crowd and how to philosophize a match. I did not say that right, but you know what I'm trying to say. But okay, I think JD is the better wrestler.
Okay. Well, he put on a good match with Rusev.
And that's hard to do because Rusev is a stiff striker. Rusev is there to beat your ass.
And, okay. WWE, which way are we going with Judgment Day here, okay? Because we done this little thing 1,000 times and you never seen an end to it. But now we got Dominic out here not helping JD because he's scared because Rusev won the Intercontinental title. Finn comes out to save JD from getting blasted by Rusev. So where we going with this? What you got, cool? Dominic is fearful for his life right now.
So I feel like at some point you got to get Dirty Dom out of the Judgment Day. That freshens up the group a lot because he's a coward. Respectfully, he's a coward. He's probably the coward I respect the most right now. I like this with only like I got a hat on. It's just like the eagle just on my head. That's what I'm trying to keep on here. There we go. Yeah. So I like that, and I like that Dom will by any means win a match, kind of like Eddie Guerrero, but like a cowardly Eddie Guerrero, like Eddie Guerrero if he didn't have a heart. Because Eddie Guerrero will beat you down, would fight you, beat you, and then use that as a break, and then stick you in the eyes and kick you in the balls and win the match. That's what Eddie Guerrero would do. Dom, he has to go 3 or 4 levels beyond that, which I'm not necessarily knocking him for. But just saying it's very entertaining, 100%. But I think it would be better out of Judgment Day than they can make it a more serious group. You have to worry about a kid eating chicken tenders and stuff.
So backstage, we had an interaction with Rhea Ripley, Nikki Bella congratulating the new women's world champion. Asuka and Kairi Sane comes in to interrupt, mainly Asuka. Has some words with the champ. Champ says, anytime you want some, come get some. Paraphrasing here. But Rhea's like, no, I want some now of you, Asuka. Let's set up our main event, which I'll get to later on. You know what, sir? I'm going to throw this to you because this is your two favorite guys. Jey Uso versus LA Knight.
I think the big thing that I'm kind of feeling or not feeling or however you want to say that is I like the darker version of Jey Uso. I don't want him to be a heel per se, but more of a I'll win at any cost tweener.
So you want Jey, you want main event Jey Uso to have some edge to him.
Yeah, I want to be stone cold Jey Uso. So to speak, not necessarily, but you know, it's not a red name, but you get what I'm saying.
He wants some edge out of Jey Uso. I'm not talking about the wrestler Alec Copeland. I'm talking about the phrase edge.
Yeah, I want a little bit of a rebellious streak. Yeah, I want that. And I think we're starting to get it a little bit. He's giving us edge, and it's gonna take that to become champion and stay champion. Right, and he could become champion without doing it. We've seen it before. But to stay champion, you got to be willing to say, you know what? I'm gonna punch you three or four times when the refs start counting. I'm gonna put you between the ropes and choke you for extra 3 seconds because I know I got four. You got to be able to pull that out if you're gonna convince me that you're gonna be my world champion. And that's why he's not champion now. He's good guy Jey helping everybody. Mm-hmm.
So Jey got the dub. Hey, he ain't care what happened afterwards to LA Knight because the Bronze would start beating him down. And Jimmy, being the moral compass that he is, comes to try to make the save for, as he did make the save for LA Knight. So how you feel about Jimmy being the moral compass?
You gotta do something with Jimmy. You're riding the wave of Jimmy's about to have a baby with a Naomi, and you know he's being a good guy. So I don't have a problem with it because I know that I understand the concept behind it. I understand the logic of what they're doing. Jimmy's got to be the moral compass, the good guy. You know, I think you're gonna end up having maybe not tribal chief, but some sort of leadership out of Jey. And I think once you get from that, you've got to have people under him. So when you look at Jey, you got to have your brother. You got to have Jacob Fatu. And who else you going to have with you? Maybe. Then you come back.
Now we get to the main event from last week's Monday Night Raw. Rhea Ripley versus Asuka. I'm going straight to the end because I'm pretty sure y'all know what kind of mess these two can put on, and it's never surprising whatsoever when these two get together in a little square circle.
Every time Rhea puts, it's just something about Rhea. I'm gonna just say
that. Rhea Ripley beats Asuka, but the Kabuki Warriors were on the attack. Asuka sprays miss into mommy's eyes and have mommy face all purple. Io Sky comes out, tries to talk some sense into the Kabuki Warriors, and Asuka gave her that backhand.
It be like that sometimes.
Asuka gave her that backhand.
Trying to save everybody.
Full-fledged backhand. And then she ordered Kairi Sane to beat Io Sky wish he does. So,
question for you, sir. How you feel about Oscar
being a, how can I put this?
The HBIC?
Yeah, you can go with that.
They set this up when they said we wouldn't be here without her. So I'm not surprised at all that this was the outcome. I'm surprised at how little time it took to get there, but I'm not surprised that this is the outcome.
Oh, you so you surprised how quickly this has picked up.
Mm-hmm. But not surprised that it got there.
Like I said, at some point, we're going to get Asuka versus Io Sky.
Pretty soon, actually, after Asuka beats Kairi Sane. Because that's going to happen. I think we all realize
You think Asuka's going to turn on Kairi, too? Kairi's literally doing...
Excuse me. I said that backwards. My fault. After Io beats Kairi Sane. My fault.
Oh, I'm just saying. Say what, Darren? Also, finna take out Kairi too, cause Kairi is sitting here like this. She's just doing everything Asuka says. I'm not even gonna say ask, cause she don't even ask. She demands.
Kairi obeys. My master obeys.
So that's how Monday Night Raw last week happened. Interesting. Not the best, but interesting. We don't know which belly you're going to get at any given moment.
It did genuinely set some things up, so we can say that.
You got Asuka around here. She's the one in charge, and nobody can stop it. Even when she loses.
Hey, think how many factions that wouldn't be if you could only be the boss when you want. Judgment Day would have been done.
So that was Monday. What happened Friday? Friday, we got the Oracle. The kickoff SmackDown, along with Cody Rhodes. Changing the words like they always do. And I'm pretty sure it's very good because it's Paul Heyman. Can you recall any time when Paul Heyman had a mic in his hand and it wasn't good?
No, sir.
The Bronze come out. They jump Cody. And then my sister, your dream man came out of Randy Orton to even the odds. Bronson Reed took an RKO. Cody Rhodes took Bron Breakk and threw him over the top ropes, which was interesting. Anything for how SmackDown kicked off?
So as Paul Heyman was speaking, I was laughing because I was like, and Cody in 5-4 only got the 3 and then it came out.
And he took forever to get to the freaking ring.
And then I'm sitting there like, I went and washed my hands. I cut my finger, so I went and washed my hand, you know, washed the blood and stuff over. I cut my finger, put some cream and stuff on it, and he still wanted the ring.
Dude, you ain't been missing, okay? It's gonna take you 3 minutes to get to the freaking ring, okay? I know everybody loves Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes.
But our first match had Melo Don't Means versus the Street Profits. Two teams that are, you know, having some interesting turmoil within each other. So which team can put away their differences for a night? At least a night, correct?
Well, two nights.
In this case, it was the Street Profits who came out with the dub. And for the efforts, they are the number one contenders for the tag team titles now.
Mm-hmm. They get a future title shot.
And which I don't feel comfortable with. Because Bo Dallas is stirring the pot. with District Profits.
What's there not to feel comfortable about? Cole's going to get his wish, and then Cole's going to see what I was talking about, and he's going to wish he didn't get his wish.
Thing is, Cole Jones don't be on the show like that. It's me and you.
I'm just saying, what Cole Johnson's won is about to happen when they lose again. And Angelo Dawkins is going to beat down Montez Ford after that match. A couple of comments here. Let's go and get to them. Benny Boone. What up, Benny Boone? Benny Boone Creations. This is a Benny Boone creation right here, as a matter of fact. Benny Boone 68. You know what I'm saying? You can find me at Benny Boone. I think it's Benny Boone Creations on Facebook. It's definitely Benny Boone. Holler at him. Tell me Boy Cool sent you. And he'll look out for you. And he don't just do Eagle stuff. So if you're fans of another team, any team, he's got stuff he does for everybody. I just don't want the other stuff. I don't need Eagle stuff, but he do other stuff too. Yolanda, this is all capital letters for those of you who are on, who are listening through Real Wise Radio. She says, I love Randy. And then she has the heart emoji with the hands under the heart, holding the heart out. And the heart has a smiley face. And two big happy googly eyes.
That's why I worded the way that I worded it for those of you who are listening on Real Wise.
And also, we got to go up to my man, B-Lock83. He says, what's up, gents? The most elite of all Eagles, Cool Breeze McCain. What up, Dickle, man? We always appreciate everybody's presence, but you know, some people just a little bit more fun. You know what I'm saying? Like Yolanda with that heart. That's funny.
Julia and Kiana James went up against B-Fab and Meacham.
We got to stop right there. Meacham has the most juiciest non-cakes of anybody. I can't explain it, but she juiciest non-cakes. Just I can't explain it, but yeah. B-Fab, nice cupcakes. They definitely frosted. They're just regular cupcakes, but they are frosted. And for
B-Fab got the legs. Okay, she has the legs.
Legs are cool, but this is a cake rating system, sir. Cake rating system doesn't take legs into account. It takes cakes. You can have two toothpicks. If you got cakes, you make the ratings. B-Fab's, but I was going to say, B-Fab's appeal is the cupcakes with the long legs. That combination, cupcakes with the long legs, it's just fantastic. But on the other side, caked up, caked out, Julia and Kiana James. Caked up, caked out, sure. Kiana James with that tan, Julia. Just the wildness.
I'm just gonna say I love Julia, but Kiana James is that woman can't be denied. No, she can't be denied. They needed her on the
main roster for sure.
And the thing is, she's actually good in the ring. It's just if she can get out of the Dakota Kai category, we can work with something.
My girl Coco, like me some Dakota Kai. That accent, boy. She ain't really had cakes, but that accent was very appealing.
It's the accent for you.
It was the accent for me. And there was a couple of assets that Matt had something to do with that as well.
But unfortunately, on the beef outside, doesn't think that we're not where we need to be at. We beef out in the ring, and you're like, "Do you see this? Do you see the same thing?"
I see it, but I do see improvement as well. I see someone that has been getting better in the ring as we show them.
So, what's missing?
Confidence and fluidity, things that come with time.
Okay. I actually like those two choices. I like those two choices.
Well, like she's not at the point where she's overthinking the moves, but she's not like hitting them. It's like she's going through the motion. She understands the motion, but she don't got that like Jay was at first. But Jay was just stiffer because she was stronger and it looked worse.
We'll be getting her in a minute.
Yeah, we will.
We had an open U.S. challenge. Sami Zayn was defending it.
Who?
What's up, the challenge? Well, that boy is bouncy.
We already knew that, though.
Javon Edwards took what a match. What a match. Sammy, I am happy that you decided to do what John Cena did, because it's working out very well right now. I don't think we had a bad match yet when Sami Zayn has done this open challenge yet.
I mean, done like two or three so far.
They've been worthy of the mission.
It's not enough to really say we hadn't had a bad one yet, because we ain't had like three. Come on, man.
I'm just saying. You can have a bad one in 3 weeks, you know. Things happen. I mean, you know, things happen, especially when you don't know when it's like they giving you the open challenge and you don't know who is going to accept.
I feel you could.
But hey, you on the right track, Sammy. This is good. Cause even when John Cena did it, John. It was interesting when John Cena did it too.
I think it's more interesting with Sammy because you kind of like, how's it going down? Like, what we gonna get?
But I would credit John Cena because it went for John Cena, Kevin Owens, when they got introduced to the main roster the way he did. Sami Zayn, when they got introduced to the main roster the way that he did.
And Javon Evans, when they got introduced to the main roster the way he did. Because Sammy wouldn't have been doing it if John didn't do it, I don't believe.
Yeah. Great match. Sami Zayn retained. No surprises there, and no feeling some type of radio, but hey, y'all gave us a show. And this is right before Javon Evans had to go fight Josh Briggs at No Mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Because SmackDown was in Orlando, Florida, by the way.
You should have been there, sir.
Couldn't make it.
You should have been there with a, you can't see me, for the last time, sir, though.
I know, he's on Raw now. My fact, he ain't even been to Florida yet. He probably ain't gonna make it to Florida.
Might not. He wasted too many dates trying to be a bad guy.
But it gets to the main event. Triple threat match for the women's championship. Tiffany Stratton defending against Nia Jax and Jade Cargill. So I'm just going ahead and say this because I know how everybody feels. So, sir, everybody was enjoying the match until it ended. Your thoughts?
I felt like they really wanted to end the match to see what was going on with Jay's face. Because it felt like things got rushed after that Samoan slam that she did on Nia on the steel steps, and they kind of saw what was going on with her face.
She got busted open.
That's what I'm saying. But the way she got busted open, I think the referee saw it and was like, yo, we need to end this bad.
That wasn't supposed to happen.
Yeah. So I think when that happened and they saw, and the ref saw it, because the ref was tending to it and they even said it, looking at it. And then like after that, everything kind of just went real fast and the match was over. You know what I'm saying? I think they just kind of, let's get this done so we can get Jay looked at.
So.
But I thought the match was actually good up until that point.
A lot of people are not happy how the match ended. But as you listen to my co-host, well, kind of the same thing that happened the previous week when Jay got busted open. By his own doing, by the way. I think that's the part that made it crazy for you. It was his own doing the reason why he got busted open.
Mm-hmm.
Jay got busted open and Tiffany missed her spot. And, you know, Jay missed her spot, bro, because we kind of know why she sent her own blood.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the first time she saw her own blood, but it was unexpected seeing your own blood.
That wasn't a blading job. That was a legitimate bust open. And they're not going to let the women go on too long when that happens. They really don't let the men either, but they definitely ain't going to let the women go on when that happens.
But Tiffany Stratton retains the title. Aleister Black took out Damian Priest backstage. So this rivalry is not over.
It's like Cody's appearing on both shows. Do we really need more of that?
After the match, and after we got Jade to the back and took and get her checked out, and we got rid of Nia Jax, the Women's World Champion popped up on SmackDown, and we had a face to face with the two lady champions for Crown Jewel, the Women's Championship, Tiffany Stratton and Stephanie. We got time to devour that match. We have time. So that was the week in the main roster of WWE. Let's take a quick break because now the spotlight is on NXT and TNA. We can separate them this week because the battle lines have been drawn.
We got a couple of comments here. See, a lot of says I can't chime in because I haven't really watched any wrestling in about 2 weeks. So to that, Yolanda, I'm going to go old school. You're going to remember this from when we were young. And also Yolanda says, sad to hear my girl Thomas Tony is no longer champion. Yeah, but sooner or later.
Somebody had to take that title off her.
Even the sun goes down, Rose eventually died. Horoscopes off from that sometimes a while. And it's for sure.
Cool says it's a good time. We can be get a break from Timeless right now.
Until they close the curtain. We still needed more Timeless, but we didn't get it. Let's get it.
Whether it's news, the largest egg producer finds bird flu in chickens at a Texas plant. Weather. Devastating tornadoes rip through the heart of the United States. Inspiration. A breast cancer survivor completed the journey of chemotherapy and now begins a future one of matrimony or sports. Michael Jordan is shown on a photo with Diddy. LeBron James has a video extolling the virtues of a Diddy party. This has been yet another... Beating a Dead Horse presentation. We got you covered. BS3 Network proudly presents The Morning Shift with Cole Johnson. Whether it's the men's college game,
the way that this season has been going, anything is possible.
The women's college game,
and how passionate Angel Reese was at that press conference. They got their mojo now.
The WNBA,
AJ Wilson-Brown Sweater 1 and 2, followed by Brittany Griner, Aaliyah Boston, Jackie Young,
or the NBA.
The Lakers had a 0.8 chance of winning.
And then what happened in the fourth quarter?
LeBron James by himself outdid the Clippers.
You will get any and all of the information right at your fingertips or your earlobes. Join the Playmaker as he breaks down all things basketball in Shooting Lights Out on the Playmaker's blog, network, YouTube channel, and where you can find podcasts.
Everything Boston. I love you, you morons. You kids from the block. New edition.
Dear whatever the law firm is. Sincerely, the U.S. Supreme Court.
Ben Affleck, Matt Damon. Go f*** yourself again, Jason.
I concur with all the statements made about Jason Whitlock.
That's the first time you actually said that.
I felt like it needed to be said.
I'm surprised it took this long.
I am too.
All right. Before I pass it to my co-host to talk about Victory Road that happened before No Mercy, I gotta mention this, how NXT ended last week. This is the only thing I'm going to mention. It was a title for title match between Obafemi, the ruler,
ooh,
and the TNA champion,
ooh,
Trick Williams.
Ooh.
All of a sudden, we had Mike Santana on commentary with Boogie T and Vince Chosen. All of a sudden, Matt Cardona's in the crowd. Also, you see TNA superstars just pop up left and right in the crowd. They are invested in this match. Who would be the man of both TNA and NXT? So while that was going on, we had a match to watch, correct? And unfortunately, correct, we didn't get an ending to that match because Trick Williams decided to slap the taste out of Mike Santana. And then all hell broke loose. And when all hell broke loose, the TNA superstars, they said, all right, time to get my shots in, time to get my licks in. And when that happened, the NXT stars came out, and there's a big old brawl going on. Which will lead to an event called Invasion next Tuesday. But before we get to Invasion next Tuesday, what happened at Victory Road, sir?
All right. So at Victory Road, we had a countdown match. Zachary Wentz defeated Cedric Alexander and Trey Miguel. We then had the system, Eddie Edwards, Brian Myers, and JDC. Of course, they had Alicia Edwards with them. They beat Order 4 of the Great Hands and Special Agent Zero. NXT's Kalani Jordan, Kalani Cakes, and Li Ying Li won the Knockouts Battle Royal for a TNA Knockouts title match later that night. The Hometown Man and Matt Cardona defeated the Nemeths, Nick and Ryan. The Hometown Man is from every hometown. It's crazy.
From every hometown.
Right. Mike Santana defeated Ridge Holland. What a shocker. Mike Santana defeated Ridge Holland. How could that have possibly happened? Playmaker, please tell me. Such a shock.
I'm out of words.
There's a hardcore war match at Bound for Glory. It's going to be between Order 4 and the system. Mustafa Ali and Moose fought for who was going to get the advantage, meaning they had the first person in every time. So it'd always be like one on, like two on one, three on two, four on three, so on and so on. And Mustafa Ali defeated Moose. Crazy.
What?
Yeah. I'm not going into the details, but Mustafa Ali did win the match. Joe Hendry defeated Eric Young in their match again. What a shocker. Joe Hendry. Mister, say his name and he appears.
And yet gets beat down by Dark State. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to say that.
Got defeated by Eric Young. All right, then we had a tables match. World Tag Team Champion Matt Hardy defeated AJ Francis in a tables match. Shout out to AJ Francis. Cool dude, but they did not show him no love. Indy Hartwell was the special guest referee as NXT's Kalani Cakes had a match with Li Ying Li to become the new TNA Knockouts World Champion, and she won it. So Kalani Cakes.
Is she in Cake Factory too? You know, because Miss Lee is.
Miss Lee? Yeah.
Okay. I'm just asking.
Lee, she definitely in the cake conversation too. But, you know, I just like to say Kalani Cakes. It just rolls off the tongue.
I was saying because we usually don't talk about her that much. So that's...
No, we don't. And she's not, don't give her so much chance to talk about it. But yeah, she definitely is. Spectacular as well.
She's very good looking outside the ring, by the way.
like I ended up seeing this match and I was like, Indy Hartwell is a tasty Australian morsel as well. So you had a nice match there. It was a nice compliment of cakes and beauty. And if I was picking a match of the night, that would probably be my match of the night, but for obvious reasons. Frankie Kazarian is finally a champion. Yay, Frankie. You are now the new and the second TNA International Champion. Congratulations to you. Now we see the decline of the International Championship. Leon Slater defeated Myron Reed to keep his X Division Championship. And this was the short and sweet of Victory Road. And the reason why we're going short and sweet on Victory Road, we need some time to go over what's happening next. We got some things happening. We need to talk about that. So shout out to new champions, Frankie Kazarian.
So we go from Victory Road on Friday to No Mercy on Saturday. Javon Evans, Josh Briggs opening up the show. Javon Evans win a physical, brutal match. And I'm saying that in all the good tense because Josh Briggs brought the fight and the brutality to Javon Evans, and Javon Evans survived every last one of them. Especially how Vince Joseph and Booker T was calling that match. You would think Javon Evans should be in the hospital bed right now.
Well, Booker T is very good at the art of over-exaggeration and overselling. So shout out to him for viewing this on a regular basis.
Bear with me, all right. The WWE Speed Championship was defended at No Mercy. As Soruka defended it against So she was supposed to defend it against Lee and Reed, but she came up injured. So we had to find a replacement for the Speed Championship. And it happened to be one Jada Parker.
I'm just back on screen. I am just so I can say, hey, Ms. Parker, I'm not supporting the Speed Championship.
So, yes, Jada Parker versus Soruka for the Speed Championship. Things got interesting outside the ring. Jada Parker had some words with Zarya after she hit the hypnotic on Soruka outside the ring. But instead of throwing Soruka back in the ring and pinning her for the 1, 2, 3, she wanted to have some conversations with Zarya. And guess who popped up behind her? Lash Legend popped up behind her. And when Lash Legend popped up behind her, Lash Legend ended up getting speared by Zarya. Jada Parker rolls into the ring when she gets her soul snatched. And Soruka successfully retains the Speed Championship.
I want to say Soruka and Jada Parker are two of the most caked up and beautiful women in NXT, but I cannot condone the Speed Championship being on television.
It's moving up.
It needs to be moving out of rotation into retirement.
Okay, let's go from Kate's that's pure having a match to Kate's that were in a brutal cage match. Weaponized cage match between Jordynne Grace and Blake Monroe.
Match. Juggernaut cakes.
A brutal match at that.
In the British cakes.
A weaponized steel cage. We had trash cans. We had tables. We had chairs. We had kendo sticks. We had pizza pan. Yes, we had a pizza pan in the cage.
And Jordynne Grace.
We even had scissors in the match. Because I saw Blake Monroe cut Jordan Grace's hair.
Jonathan Gresham, I'm just going to say I ain't mad at you, brother.
Is that who Jordan Grace married to?
Yes, it is. Okay. That's why he always happy, even though he don't be getting
that a lot dude of... jacked himself too, so.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that's why he always happy.
No, I'm saying I was trying to let people know that's because you see Jordan Grace roll. Oh, trust me, that dude's jacked too.
If you're a jacked female, it's a high probability that your guy's jacked too. It's not always, but it's a high probability because you got to work out with somebody. And if you already look good too, you're going to work out with me.
But they did something I haven't seen before. So, you know, when Bill's going up, they had thumbtacks, right? And we know anytime you see somebody get dropped on the thumbtacks, it's like, ugh, you make you wince, right? Ugh. Mm-hmm. Well, cool. Instead of thumbtacks, they use diamonds.
Yeah, they did.
That has to hurt.
It doesn't feel good.
We talking diamonds here, okay?
Diamonds are real.
Nice cut diamonds, okay? Well, this mess, diamonds not a girl best friend. Threw all the brutality and a white noise through the table from the top of the ropes because Jordan Grace got blinded by Blake Monroe, but they made it look like Blake Monroe was going for a destroyer, which would have been pretty awesome to see happen through a table, to be honest. But instead, they went with the right nose through the table by Jordan Grace for a 1-2-3. Jordan Grace beats Blake Monroe. And something tells me we got to have a rubber match because it's 1-1. Anything from this brutality between the ladies?
Nothing from it. I did enjoy how they are so lovely, but they don't care about making it work and putting in the work and getting thuggish in there too. But I respect that.
You approve of the two ladies getting down and dirty when it's time to get down and dirty.
You said it, I didn't. I'm not disagreeing though.
All right, I'll put it in simple terms for you. No problem. Ethan Page defended the North American Championship against Savion Heights. Ethan Page won. Then we get to the main event. Lola Vice trying to win the Women's NXT Championship from JC Jane, who no longer has Jasmine Nyx because Jasmine Nyx is no longer a part of WWE.
That's a good reason to not have her in your corner, isn't it?
That was a good reason to drop her on NXT the way that they did.
Fair enough.
Because they dropped, I'm like, what is going on? Y'all just dropped Jasmine Nyx like that? Good gracious. Which led everybody thinking that she was turning at No Mercy. And then to find out, no, she's no longer with
WWE. Well, she turned all right.
She chose not to renew her contract with WWE.
Yeah, she turned and went out that door.
Yeah. So. We had this match going on. It was an interesting match. JC Jane was getting her, you know what, beat by Lola Vice to the point where the ref had to kick Fallon Henley out the arena because I need you to stop interfering in this match, please. Thank you. Get out. So we start going back and forth once again, and then is this the hardest spinning back fist Lola Vice has ever hit? Because she fell out the ring after she hit it.
It was pretty hard.
You've seen that, right? Hit the spinning back fist and she fell out the ring. Not JC Jane fell out the ring. She fell out the ring.
To where a
mysterious person with a hood on gave her a shiny knee to the face.
And who could that be?
I have no idea. People think it's Reed, who obviously was injured, so she couldn't have her match, but they think it's her. I didn't, when I went back and watched, I didn't see no boot on the foot. So interesting choice. Could it be Fallen Henny? Interesting how she got in that hoodie pretty quickly and came back to the crowd. This is not impossible to do. I'm not saying it's impossible to do that, but would be interesting to get kicked out of the ring and come back and with a hoodie on and provide a knee. That's a good possibility. Anybody else you want to throw out there?
Nah, it's probably somebody completely different, though. It's probably somebody they want to introduce into a new storyline that we're not thinking about at the moment.
JC Jane returned a favor with a forearm to the face to retain the NXT Women's Championship. Then that brings us to the main event. NXT Championship on the line as Ricky Saints challenging the ruler over Femi.
Who?
Title.
Who?
All
right. Last time I can do that.
Yeah, the last time because the ruler is no longer the ruling NXT because Ricky Saints did the unthinkable. He defeated Obi Femi. So the revolution has fully reached its potential because Ricky Saints is the NXT champion.
Did he do that pose with the belt? I didn't watch the after stuff. Did he do the pose with the belt?
I didn't get that far.
Good. I hope the answer is no. Or I don't know for everybody. I hope nobody saw that because I don't like that pose that he does. Maybe he left that in AEW. Let's hope.
That was no mercy. That was no mercy. But doing no mercy, Ava had an announcement to make. And when she made that announcement, she said, based on the action that happened on past Tuesday when the whole main event happened between Tricky Williams and Obi Femi, she said her and Santina had a conversation. And it was officially announced that TNA we'll go up against NXT October 7th, which is not this Tuesday, but next Tuesday, in an event called Invasion. So we're getting the NXT TNA version of 2021, sir.
Yes, we are.
How you do you feel about this invasion?
Truthfully, don't care. It's hard for me to acknowledge an invasion type thing when you've been on each other's show the whole time. The men's and women's champions are already NXT wrestlers. So, it just doesn't hit for me right now. Now, they build it up nicely. Maybe they can change my mind between now and, you know, next Tuesday. But right now, I really don't care. It seems like something they should have did 6 months ago. But they had everybody they wanted at that point.
But tomorrow, the two leaders of NXT and TNA, which being Santino Marilla and Ava, they will be picking their teams for the invasion. So, traditional Survivor Series match with the men and the women. Yeah, that's another match I forgot what that match was.
They need to announce a couple more matches.
But I think a couple of competitors that will probably be considered for the women's match. We need to settle a difference tomorrow because we are going to round two, sir. Which will put a smile on your face with Jada Parker and Lash Legend.
The Legend of Lash.
We're going round two.
Oh yeah. We can go say, We can always go another round with those two.
And they say round one. They say round one wasn't enough. We need to go another round.
Yeah. What Chris Brown say?
In the end, you want to go another round, another round, another round.
They definitely need to do that.
So this is where we're at. Invasion is coming. And I really think this is just the beginning of it. Because when they did it back in 01, there was the beginning of it. It wasn't the end factor, it was the beginning of it. Are we ever, here's my question, are we ever to bring War Games back to NXT? That's a question.
All you gotta do is call William Regal.
That's what I'm saying. Are we able? I'm asking that because I think that might be the end game. Because you're already doing the 5-on-5 traditional Survivor Series match on free TV. We know this is going to end at a premium live event. What the match is going to be is what I'm looking forward to when we get there.
We're going to have some championship matches. Champion versus champion matches, maybe.
Oh, that's what. Dark State versus the Hardys title for title. That's the match you got.
Hardys, I never want y'all old butts to win, but win this match, please. Do me a personal favor and win this match.
He can't stand Dark State.
I'd rather see the senile Hardys.
But they is having fun beating the brakes off Joe Hendry now.
I mean, it's like four of y'all. If you can't beat one guy, then really, why are you around?
I actually kind of like them doing it because every time he want to show up in stupid backstage moments, he should get your butt kicked.
Well, if they happen, they'd be beating his butt all show. So
that's what they told him on Tuesday. When they say your name, just don't appear.
Well, thankfully they stopped the weird one from opening his mouth.
Actually, he opened his mouth, but he didn't say nothing weird.
I'm thinking about last week.
He ain't saying nothing weird last week. He said instead of whoever doing the interview, instead of her doing you listening to the interview, but say she'll be doing the interview from your hospital bed. I was like, oh, yes, it says.
Well,
something.
I was talking about
you talking about the week before.
Yes.
Okay.
When they had to stop him because he was about to say something weird again.
Yeah, last week he actually said something. I was like, okay. You said something good for once. All right, that's it. Invasion's coming. WWE, they're on the road to Perth, Australia for Crown Jewel.
So many things I could say. But all I'm going to do is say, appreciate everyone that tuned in tonight. I know we got NFL and all those good things. So if you're not able to check it out, Bob, like, share, subscribe, hit that notification button. Check your boys out. And we'll be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Another episode, Monarchs of Wrestling. And with that, go enjoy the rest of Raw. Go enjoy some Monday Night Football. Tell all your friends that didn't come watch the beginning to go ahead and do the right thing and watch that replay. We would greatly appreciate them and you. And as always, that's one thing I just want to remind everybody of.
But the cream will rise to the top, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, dig it, yeah.
I just want to throw it out there because it felt like the right thing to do. It's never where you start, guys. It's always where you finish. We'll be back next week.